doors when I drift off to sleep, because God is a good God. And he got all. I said, ain't got all. I said, ain't got all. Up in his hands. I don't know about you, but I lift up the name of Jesus. Didn't I? He says in St. John 12:32, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw, and he draw me. You don't hear me up in here. I said he draw me 29 years ago, and I've been running. I say I've been running for the Lord to see my crown, to get my crown. I got all kind of people over there. I got a mother over there. I got a grandmama over there.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Greetings. Everyone is invited to join us on Friday, May the 5th, 7 p.m., and Sunday, May the 7th, 3 p.m., to celebrate Superintendent Maurice and First Lady Judy Johnson's 41st anniversary at Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ, Leesville, Louisiana. Friday night's speaker is Bishop Kurt L. Thompson, the prelate of Texas Southeast First Ecclesiastical Jurisdiction, Houston, Texas. The psalmist that night is national recording artist Dr. James Mabel Jr. His hit, It Shall Pass, was number one on the Billboard Gospel charts. The finale takes place on Sunday, May the 7th at 3 p.m. Guest speaker is award-winning scientist, educator, and pastor Dr. Paul B. Ruffin of Birmingham, Alabama. Special guest psalmist that afternoon is Reverend James Brown, renowned singer and pastor from Beckville, Texas.
Is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
Good morning. Welcome to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast. In today's broadcast, you will hear a wonderful selection entitled Dream the Impossible Dream by Dr. James Mabel. Dr. Mabel will be our guest psalmist Friday night at our pastors and wife's 41st anniversary. Immediately following Dr. Mabel will be a message from our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. Have a blessed Saturday.
Something spectacular in your life, and when God allowed the dream to come to pass, there was an extension in your hand. Because there have been times I thought my dreams would never come true. But if you remain faithful to God, He will be faithful to you. So the next time find yourself dreaming, dream the impossible dream. Well, young man Joseph, he had a dream of him eventually ruling over his brothers. But when they heard this, they said, how could this be? Joseph's only job was to feed the sheep. But instead of Joseph getting all high and proud, on his way from the pit to the palace, he extended his hands and helped his brother. Yourself dreaming, dream the impossible, dream more. Don't you dare give up on your dreams, because they seem to be delayed. Oh, best interest at heart. People will smile and laugh in your face, but at the very same time, they're trying to take your place. Oh, but what God has purpose for you,
from this subject, and I have what I call my closing subject, amen. And this is what the brethren gave me to preach from. We are kept by the power of God. Amen. That's the theme. Amen. Subtopic, power for living. Power for living. We have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. Y'all gonna pray with me? power is a word that is tossed around a lot, i.e. manpower, nuclear power, brain power, horsepower, political power, energy power. Power gives one of the ability to act, amen, authority, and also give you influence. Some believe it is better to have influence than money. At one time, most of our power was generated by the man or the beast. The bull and the horse pulled the plow, carried grain to the barn, moved the logs, and did all the general hard, heavy work. Now the fields are planted and harvested by fuel power tractors. When we think about horsepower today, it's normally, amen, about how fast your car will run. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we got some good old boys out there that got these special cars. Amen. And they have some horsepower. And when the light, amen, is on red, they sit there and they just kind of rev it up. Amen. But when it turns green, they take off. They burn in rubber. Let you know, amen, they got some horsepower under that hood. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, we also have, amen, in politics, men and women have the power to change the course of a nation. They have the power to move a nation forward or hold the nations to a standstill. There was a time when preachers had power because people respected them. I was talking to a man just yesterday, and we were talking about how people would come to the Holiness Church even though they were members of other churches. Matter of fact, many of them, amen, would go to that church, amen, and the church service was short. We would just be getting warmed up. And so they would come to what they called the sanctified church. Amen. There seemed to be very little respect for the preacher today, and this attitude limits the power of the preacher in our society. Of course, this is nothing new. During Jesus' time, the Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, and other groups tried to hold Jesus down. They would ask questions, hoping that he could not answer the question directly, so he would look bad in front of the people that was listening. Questions like when the Pharisees brought a woman to Jesus, a man who had been caught in adultery. They asked the question, according to Moses' law, she should be stoned to death. But we're going to give you an opportunity, and we want to know what you got to say about it. My God. They questioned him about who they should pay their taxes to. Why your disciples don't fast, why they ignore the Sabbath. All these questions were asked to try and limit his authority or his power. Don't go to sleep on me. I'm just moving right along. Now is another power that you can't get from man or beast. It is the power of God, known to us as the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Somebody gonna pray for me. Jesus had told his disciples to go to all the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son and in the name of the Holy Ghost. He knew that in order for them to do this, they would have to have power are what we call authority. Before Jesus ascended, amen, up into heaven, the disciples asked him, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? This is what the disciples wanted Jesus to do, restore Israel to a powerful nation, amen, once again. There is no doubt that they were looking for a powerful position for themselves in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Jesus said to them, it's not for you to know the time or the seasons, amen, which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost, good God Almighty, is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. We read that they went into the upper room, and when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all there on one accord and in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then there appeared unto them cloven, divided tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each one of them. Good, my God. Didn't burn them up, just sit there. Amen. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Holy Ghost grants or gives us power for living. So Paul told the Ephesians that they should walk circumspectly, carefully, not as fools, but as wise men, redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. Can I get a witness out there? Amen. We're living in a very, amen, evil time, amen. We live in a period where the days are evil. Men shooting men for no reason. A woman turned her car around in a man's driveway, and he shot her dead. Three young girls were looking for their car, and so they, amen, thought they were going to their car, and it was somebody else's car. He shot them. A young man thought he was at the right house looking for his brother. It was the wrong house. And when he rung the doorbell, the owner shot him. Don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of God is. Don't be drunk with wine. Alcoholism and drugs had been a problem for a long, long time. Amen. And we live in a time where there are some weak-kneed politicians think it's all right to drink all the liquor you want. Amen. And smoke all the marijuana you want to smoke. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so people are doing it. My Lord, help. Paul went on to say, be filled with the Spirit. I would rather be filled with the Spirit any day than to be full of wine and marijuana. How do we know a person is filled with the Spirit? I'm glad you asked. When he or she is in control of his or her thoughts, in control of their attitude, in control, amen, of the Spirit. Amen. When he or she, amen, know what they're doing because they're in their right mind. It does not mean an evil thought will not enter their mind, but if you have the Holy Ghost, it will not let it fester. In other words, that evil thought is not going to take over. Yes, the Spirit will control your thoughts, and you won't have to say, the devil made me do it. The Holy Spirit will make you have the right attitude toward God and man. I told you in one of my messages that as a saint of God, you should not be bad. You should not be mad and you should not be messy. When you are full of the Spirit, you are a happy camper. You might shout a little bit. Amen. You love to sing Zion songs. You love to give God praise. Amen. You love to pray. You love, amen, helping others. You'll reach out to folks, amen, praise the Lord, and you know they're destitute. You know that they need help. Amen, praise the Lord. And the Spirit of God will speak to you and say, give them $5, give them $10 or whatever, amen. And you listen to the voice of God. I'm going to preach anyway. Amen. How, amen, do you get this power for living? I'm glad you asked. Ask God for it. Amen. I'm a living witness, amen, that he will give you power. Yes, he will give you power. Power from on high. Power to live right. Power to preach right. Power to sing right. Power to pray right. Power to love your enemies. Power to treat people that don't care nothing about you. Power to overcome, amen, everything that is wicked in your life. Power to put the bottle down. Power to throw the marijuana away. Power. Hallelujah. Somebody said in a song, amen, praise the Lord, I got power from on high. I got the power of God. He came to me and gave me power, power, and I'm walking in the power of God. Amen. Paul, amen. Peter wrote a letter to the people in Pontus and in Galatia and Cappadocia, I'm sorry, and in Asia. He told the people that God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and his Spirit has made you holy. As a result, you have obeyed him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now you're going to have to set this right now. Amen. God, amen, is in control of everything. Before he sent his son into the world, he was in control of everything. So he sent Jesus Christ, amen, into the world. Amen, praise the Lord, amen. And we have been cleansed by the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. May God give you more and more grace and give you more peace. Know that God knows you from eternity past to eternity future. He can choose anybody he wants to. And if that person asks for forgiveness, God is faithful and just to forgive them of their sins. I know I got some witnesses here. You ain't been saved all your life. You haven't always done what you're supposed to do. But God, amen, stepped in one day and touched your heart, changed your way of living, and says, it's time to change. It's time to give up the bottle. It's time for, amen, you going to the nightclub. It's time for you to stop acting crazy. It's time for you to stop beating your wife. It's time for you to treat your children right. That's what God will do for you. God allowed his son, Jesus Christ, to pay the penalty that we deserve for our sins. I need to say it again. God allowed his son, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to pay the penalty for our sin. You didn't pay no penalty for it. He did. He stepped in. He paid the price. He pays it on Calvary's cross, died on the cross, that you and I might have life and have it more abundantly. Died so we could be cleansed from our sin. Died that if we die, we can go to heaven. Somebody shout glory.
Amen. Glory.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Peter wanted these people to know if they did the will of God, they were not only saved, but fit for the kingdom of God. Let's look at the Trinity, and I'm about to close. I will, amen, close. Number one, God the Father, God the Son, God, amen, the Holy Spirit. Those three, God, he is the Father. God, amen, the Son, who is Jesus Christ. God, amen, which is the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. all members of the Trinity work together to bring about our salvation. The Father chose us because, amen, he loves us. Amen. He shows himself to us. Ephesians 1:4. Jesus Christ, the Son, died for us while we were still sinners. Romans 5:6-10. The Holy Spirit brings salvation to us. Amen. The benefit of salvation and sets us apart. Amen. Making us holy, sanctified. Amen. For us. Amen. For God's service. That's in 2 Thessalonians 2:13. Now that you know that you have power, you ought to use it to God's glory. My God, my God. Somebody ought to give God some praise right now. Somebody ought to be happy right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you look back over your life, amen, because I think we got a few folks here that's saved. We got a few folks, amen, praise the Lord, that had been born again. We got a few folks in here, amen, praise the Lord, know that they have received the gift of the Holy Ghost. If you have been, if you fit in either one of those categories, just lift that right hand and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for changing my life. I thank you for blessing me. I thank you, Lord, for making a new creature out of me. Because, amen, praise the Lord, I can look back every once in a while, amen, in Vallejo, California, and the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to go to the revival. And I don't want you going there dressed up and primping. My God. And I have to admit, I love to dress. I had a beautiful wardrobe. Amen, praise the Lord, because I was able to get suits, tailor-made suits. Amen. For $20. Amen. And I brought all them suits back to the United States of America. Amen. So I could look dressed. I could look sharp every day. Amen. But God said, no, you ain't going to church looking good. So there I was, amen, with an old blue shirt. Amen. And just a pair of slacks on when I went to church that night. And the preacher preached. I sat on the front pew. Hallelujah. And when the altar call was made, I got up. Hallelujah. And I began to praise God. And I remember, amen, when the Holy Ghost hit me, you need to know that I just thought for sure that I was going to be able to just go right through the ceiling of the church. I'm telling the truth, y'all. I mean, after service, amen, praise the Lord, people came up to me and said, are you all right? I said, I'm all right. What do you mean, when are you all right? We thought that you were going to jump through the roof of the church. We never saw anybody jump that high. Amen. And I was just sailing, and the more I pushed myself up, amen, the closer I got to the top of the ceiling. And they said, we never seen anything like that. I said, you probably never felt what I felt. Because the Holy Ghost, hey, had fallen on me. The Holy Ghost had taken control. The Holy Ghost had taken up control of my mind. Amen. Gave me what to think about. Amen. Pray, Lord. Put aside, amen, everything that's not like Jesus. Put aside the world. Amen. Come to Jesus and give him glory. Give him praise. Let him know I'm on the Lord's side now. And it makes me mighty glad. Somebody shout glory. Come on and say glory. Glory to God. I changed so that I could be like Jesus. I changed so I could do his work. I changed. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. I'm happy glad. I'm happy glad. Amen. That God gave me power over evil spirits. I'm trying to help somebody here. Amen. You're not going to get saved until God gives you power over the devil. Can I get one witness here? I said, as long as the devil got control of your mind, you ain't going nowhere. But when God steps in and tells the devil, leave my son, leave my daughter alone, he has that power. Amen. He will take away anything. Somebody say anything. Anything that you're doing that is not right with God. He has that power to take it away.